Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Well, look, it's a Wednesday edition of the show, and that means we need to check in with you, Bridge, because you're getting married soon, 12
Yay!
Weeks.
Can you stop?
87 days.
Can you
87
stop reminding
days.
Me? It's not that I'm not excited, it's just I'm unorganised. I really haven't planned much.
I haven't even got, well, that's if we don't know who's coming, because no invites.
Don't worry, no one's got it. I haven't even organised it, or printing, or who's coming. Lots to organise, but today I really want the help of the Gold FM family on budget-busting techniques for the wedding, because I will be brutally transparent and tell you I'm poor.
Okay.
No, it's the truth. I don't have any spare money.
Who is in that got no spare money folder? Put your hands up and say,
I also,
I've got a spray on slow drivers. I'm not going to discriminate against any make or model or any age demo, just straight out slow drivers.
Slow drivers, okay. I think we might all be able to get on board with that. my baby, my first child, is due any time.
Any second.
Any day, any moment.
Yes.
What's the baby name?
Well, I don't know. I've got a few to choose from.
Well, you know what, Peter? I found the top boho names of 2019.
It'll be in there.
But sometimes these names can wreck it.
What about if your name's Benny, call it Boho Benny Wood.
I'm glad you find that highly amusing.
Okay.
Boho Benny.
I'll consider it.
We do want to know who wrecked your baby name, though, because some of these names you love and some you think are dogs' names, Ben.
Well,
so,
you know, dogs' names, bullies' names, some of them you can't have.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a big podcast which starts now with Bridge and Spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Spider, before you get into it, you said you're lining up the police here.
No, I said everyone. I'm not going to discriminate. It's a bit of everyone here.
Yes. Well, the head of traffic, Constable Broden Murphy, he's just texted and said, hopefully there are plenty of buses from Sanctuary Cove to Broadbeach early in the morning. I'm waiting patiently for this one with taser set to fry mode.
All right. Off you go, Spider.
Off you go.
Okay, no, he's going to be 100% behind me, and I'd love to see his opinion on this, because this is really frustrating. Mm. And I'm having a crack at those drivers who slow down when police are around. And it doesn't matter if they're driving a Porsche, a Merc, an Isuzu, Holden, Ford, you name it. It could be a peep plate, an elderly driver, a tradie, or even a mother. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, as soon as a police car is around, everybody slows down. It's like a vortex. It's like everyone goes into this massive vortex of slow motion.
Hang on.
No, but if you're going off with a set of lights, you go off normally. You don't have to go heat slow because the police car's around. If the Gold Coast Highway, the speed limit's 70, go 70. You don't have to go 60 and sit behind the police car. The M1, that's 100. Go 100. You don't have to go 90 because there's a police car there. You are allowed to go past the police car if the police car is going under 100. You're allowed to go up to 100 or 110. So utilise that and go 100 or 110. Just because there's a police car there with a couple of flashing lights doesn't mean you have to all suddenly backtrack, go nice and slow, because it must, and I don't know what, it must annoy the police officers. I had it yesterday, and I know you've got to slow down when there's a car pulled over on the side of the road, but a vehicle in front of me with a big V-double truck behind me slowed down to like 10Ks an hour in 100 area. Now, that is just ridiculous. Yes, you got to slow down and be careful, but when you get past that police car, you can then go back up to the speed. Why do people just absolutely continuously slow down and go into a vortex when police officers are around? Just drive to the speed limit, or we'll get Braden Murphy's little taser and taser the back of your car. And that will get you to the speed limit that is required.
Now, you've involved and implicated Braden Murphy, Constable Braden Murphy, in your spray.
Yes, well done. That's brave.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Waiting for the little dots here as he's writing back.
I'm sticking up for them, but they must annoy them that everyone slows down. Like, just go a hundred to hundred zone.
Okay, yeah, we got it the first time. We know, okay.
Get out of the way.
Good on you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
Bridge and Spider's Wednesday wedding update.
Can we just check in with you, Bridge? Because, you know, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about your wedding. It's only 12 weeks away now. Have you done
87
anything?
87
days. Yeah.
How many days?
87.
Have you done anything since we talked to you last?
I've thought.
No, you got your dress. You went, did you go see the dress lady again?
I've thought about a lot. Yes. Yes. So the lovely Lisa Brown, I did go and see her. And that's coming along, and all the, and that's great because that's something she can do. I can't help out there. She's just doing it, which is great. I'm pretty lax about how I want it.
Yep.
In fact, I didn't know there was such an opposite to Bridezilla, and that's me. The most organized, unprepared bride. I'm just going with the flow, and Jamie goes with the flow, and we're kind of last minute crammers, and we realize we can't actually do that. We've got to pull our fingers out.
Well, I think the big question you got to ask is on that Sunday morning, because you only ever really, most people, outside of myself, but most people only do it once, so you get that one chance. You want to make it perfect, so you don't want to wake up on the Sunday morning and go, I should have, when you can. So you've got the opportunity now to say, okay, I can do it this way because that's how I want to do it, but you've got to say, I can rather than I should have.
Lovely, thank you, mentor and coach.
No, it's great.
Have you booked anything? What have you done?
Okay, so the deal is at the moment we've got the venue.
Great.
At Crumber Vikings, the function room, great. I'm getting the dress organised, great. The lovely lady with the flowers, Lay, she's a beautiful local Hawaiian lady. She's doing the flowers, awesome. And I'm going to be really honest, it's expensive and we're kind of running out of money and I haven't checked in how much the dress is going to be or lathe, the flower lady. I've just gone, yeah, go for it. And we don't have a lot of money left. So we haven't organised the cake or anything else because it's often... Everyone needs deposits. Rings, I haven't done that.
What about music?
We've asked a couple of cool bands, but they're charging like $5,000. So we're like, okay, that's not happening. They're really cool bands though. So I want to know where I can cut corners.
Ooh, yeah, this is a good one.
I want to know, with the state budget out, I want to know the wedding budget. How did you cut corners? Look, I don't want it to be cheap and nasty, but I also want it to be simple and beautiful. I don't want extravagance. I just, look, no one's going to judge me, are they? I mean, we're all friends if you're coming.
Oh, but you still want it to be a perfect day. That's what everybody wants their wedding day to be. I think you've cut a pretty good corner by limiting the numbers. That's a good corner straight up.
All right.
Because then the invites are limited. For me, I reckon the best cutting corner is doing the beer, wine and soft drink. Doing the beer and wine yourself. That's where most of the money, like that's the one of the biggest expenses is the beer and wine.
Really?
Yep.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
12 weeks to go, Bridge.
Okay, don't.
No, it's
I'm excited, but I haven't planned anything. I'm a bit busy.
Got a couple of things.
The lovely local designer Lisa Brown's doing my dress. That's on the way. Flowers are great. Hawaiian theme. Thank you, Lay. How's that? A Hawaiian lady called Lay is doing my flowers. Yeah. That's very funny. That's good. And venue. That's about it.
Yeah, so
it's not much more else.
No, we haven't got the invites out because I know there's a few people standing by side their letterboxes as we speak, waiting for them to see who makes the cut.
No, the main reason, though, is that we haven't gone and ahead with the cake and the rings or whatever. It's all deposits. And at the moment, waiting on some money to come in. Money's dried up. I'm going to be really honest. I don't have a lot in the piggy bank. I know people think we get paid a mozzer in this industry, but... Look, it's a bit tough.
It's hard to pay people with CDs, isn't it?
But I'll tell you something you can do. You're looking at ways of trying to save money or cut a couple of corners at your wedding. I would have said even double the wedding cake as a suite so you don't need a three-course meal, you only have a two.
Yes, see, that's the thing. And then my sister said people love dessert, though.
Yeah, but you're using the cake as the dessert.
That's what I reckon. But also another tip I was just told recently is don't do a per head for the drinks package because people don't drink as much as you think because the oldies balance it out. Okay, your wedding will be different. But you do it, you know, until the money runs out kind of deal.
All right, well, your tips on how to cut corners and save a few bucks on 13, 27, 10. Gail in Tweed Heads, what do you got for Bridge?
Hey, Bridge. Bridge, when you're doing your bookings for absolutely anything, don't mention wedding because the prices just double straight up.
Uh-huh.
Just go in and just have a look around and see what you like and get them to put it together as if you were just buying it off the street that day.
Oh, okay. Be cool about it.
Yes, yeah. Because it's like airfares. You mention family emergency and bang, you're gone. You're not going to get the discount flight.
Okay,
that's
so you just need that wedding dress for a Friday night ball.
It's a white party.
All right, Guy in Burley. Hey, what do you got to say to Bridge here, Guy?
Oh, g'day. guys. Yeah, I'm a musician and a singer. I was actually fortunate enough to be ex Aussie Idol, and we do heaps of weddings as a duo and a trio. And I know I'm not sure how locked in with your band you are, but like we can do, you know, music for, you know, a big chunk of the night. Some live, some DJ for, you know, probably half the cost of what you were saying there for your band. So,
and ex Aussie Idol guy, that's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah,
it's not Guy Sebastian, is it?
it's Mudo, mate. But I was on 2006 with Jess Nowboy, and Guy Sebastian was around as well. We've been doing duos and trios at weddings for ages, and it's a good way to cut the cost if you want.
Well, hey, Jamie isn't a heavy metal band.
Yeah, do you know any Pantera songs?
Yeah, because we might be doing the waltz to Pantera. So,
all right, Guy. Well, we'll give Bridge your details. Sam's in Canungra. What's your tip for Bridge, Sam?
Hi, how you going, Bridge?
Good.
I was just thinking, like, if you having a wishing well instead of a wishing well where people give you money, get everyone to BYO alcohol and they'll be set with a carton for the night or a bottle of wine or spirit.
Hey, esky at the end of every table, I like
that. Yeah, right.
That's good.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
That's good. And then Spider can bring his own VBs and no one else will.
Yeah, well, no one steals them. Going. That's a good thing. No
Thanks,
one steals
Sam.
Them.
Good one,
that's
Sam.
Great.
Thank you. Hey, tell you what, you can have a family pass to Event Cinemas, all right? Thanks for your tip.
Thank you. No worries. Awesome.
Get $11 tickets across Family Saver Sessions at Event Cinemas. Book now. eventcinemas.com.au.
And next week we're going to do the Give Me Five for Bridge Walk.
Yeah, we
north
are.
And south.
We are the Give Me Five for Bridge. Please, I'm running out of money.
Are we rattling the tins?
We'll be in a business near you shortly.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
All right, Ben, you and your beautiful partner Kate are about to have a baby literally any second.
Yeah, we'll be going to the Gold Coast Hospital.
Yes, and everyone would be asking you, you got your names picked? Do you have your names picked?
We've got a short list. I have decided I'm going to wait and meet the kid first and then say, righto, you're a that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying what they are because that's bad luck.
What do you mean it's bad luck? If you've got three or four, we're not going to know which one you choose.
Yeah, but I don't know. You just don't say them, do you?
Everyone always has an opinion on the names. However, I've got the names here. It's got to be one of these. Well, you love your puppuccinos for your dog and your lattes and your Avo and toast. You are a bit of a hipster, Ben. And so
he is a hipster.
I've got the top boho baby names for your little gypsy heart.
Right.
Okay, Avalon.
Avalon, no. That's a beach and an airport, isn't it?
It's an airport in Melbourne, Avalon.
Yeah. No.
You fly out of there and fly into it.
Birdie.
No.
It's cute.
He reads the weather.
No, like a bird that flies. Yeah. Oh, Bertie. Oh, well. Oh. Echo.
Echo, no, thank
Goldie,
you.
Goldie. India.
Goldie. Mark. Goldie sounds like a bikey who's had too much sun.
And not India.
Lark. No. Luna.
Luna, no.
How's this? Juniper, and you know why?
No.
Oh, this is pretty.
What's Juniper?
Because it's the berry in gin, and everyone's about gin now.
The anyway, berry in gin.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're giving
berry.
Birth to an alcoholic.
Or strawberry then.
There we go.
Or strawberry. That's a strawberry in champagne.
There's
what about yeast? That's in beer.
Oh, don't. Hop.
Hoppy. Hop dog.
Hoppy. Actually, probably name your grandpa Hoppy.
Hoppy Poppy.
Yeah, it's a Poppy. A lot of animal names. There's sparrow, fox, wren, wolf, hawk. There's Dexter.
Dexter. Yeah, the serial killer. That's not a bad name, though.
Dexter, he was on Perfect
killer.
Match.
You can't. Oh, yeah, that was true. A robot. Okay, Atticus.
No,
that's
thank
cute.
You.
Nah. What's wrong with Atticus?
Nah.
Sounds like a cactus.
Why?
What do you mean? That's okay. Well, a friend of ours just used it for one, so I can't use it, but it's just not.
Ripped.
I'm just not really into the Greek, you know, theology.
It's really
so you don't like your kid's baby name?
There we go. Or Arlo.
No, I know a dog named Arlo. You can't, if a dog's been named your name, you can't use it for a kid.
All right, there we go. All right, seriously, this is a big topic. You know, who wrecked your baby name? Did your friend have the baby before you and name it your name?
Yeah, they still
were you? Did you have you were stuck on a name and then you had a boss with the same name? Or you had a dog that was named after that and just wrecked your baby name?
School bully.
Wrecked your baby name. Give us a call on 13 20 710. Who wrecked your baby name?
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
All right, we're going through baby names for you, Ben. Your bubba's due any second now, but a lot of them had memories for you with the top boho names of 2019. You said you know a dog named one of them.
Bully, repressed memories. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's, And it's funny, you're kind of sitting there looking at it. I just looked up some hipsters, because Ben, you're a bit of a hipster as well.
How
the
did
baby names of hipsters. And either Billy,
yeah.
Tate,
yeah.
And how's this one? This is fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Everett.
You've made the list of a hipster name.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm
well,
so
you
proud.
Your next kid, you could use that. You could have your own little Everett Everett.
Well, it's funny. There's a Dare Ice chocolate milk out at the moment. Have a listen.
G'day, mate.
Mr. Murray, have you decided on a name?
We're thinking Callum.
This is Callum Murray.
Callum Murray. Sometimes you wreck it yourself. We do want to know who wrecked your baby name on 132710.
Alana has called through Paradise Point. What happened, Alana?
Well, this was this is from a long time ago. It was my father. Mm. And when he was born, his mother got really sick, so the auntie had to name him. And our last name's Fitzgerald. It's funny you just said Everett, because they couldn't think of a name, so they called him Gerald. Gerald Fitzgerald. That's a million of names, or I can't think of one, Gerald Fitzgerald. And if that wasn't bad enough, certainly just can't be bothered thinking of a name, then they grabbed someone else's name because they needed a middle name. I would just get someone, a family member's last name, and make that his middle name, which was Crowhurst. So he was Gerald Crowhurst Fitzgerald.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Gerald Fitzgerald.
Your poor dad. Thanks, Alana.
Natalie in Pimpamar, what's happened?
So while I was pregnant, my mother-in-law asked us the name that we were going to call the baby, and then 2 weeks later got a dog and named it that so that we couldn't.
No, she did.
That's not funny. That's not
hang
funny.
Hang on. Was that too super spiteful?
Yeah.
It certainly was.
What, hang on, did she not like the name, or she just loved it so much she wanted...
She hated the name.
Ah, right.
Are we allowed to ask the name?
Yeah, it was Jeremy.
Love Jeremy.
Oh, we know a Jeremy. I'm with her.
Oh, no, now she's got a dog called Jeremy.
That's true. Hey, Natalie, thank you for that. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Sorry your mother-in-law did that to you.
Wow. Okay, I'd name your dog the mother-in-law's name. Pauline in Oxford, hello. Who wrecked your baby name?
Oh, look, I just said my baby wrecked my baby's name.
Your baby wrecked it?
How?
Yeah. We had just started all the way through the pregnancy. He was going to be Jack, a big lumberjack.
Yeah.
And he born at 31 weeks and he looked like a little rat.
Oh.
And we're just looking at thinking, oh, my God, he can't be a Jack. Look at him. There's nothing to him. So we ended up getting Jason, which means little but, you know, powerful. So,
that's cute.
He's in his 30s now, and we tell him, you know, you were supposed to be Jack, but no, you were supposed to be born as this horrid little baby.
Oh, has he got the... do you give him the nickname Jack?
No, but you know what? His brother named his dog Jack, just to remind him.
Oh, good. She's good. The dogs seem to be the ones losing out here.
All right, well, thank you for all your feedback there, and sorry about some of those stories. There's a lot of dogs with names that just out of spite.
That is full on. Well, some of my names I kept for a baby, and then I was like, I've got too many animals, I'm going to start ripping them out. I think yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wrote it down, too. Is a boy, and it's Ed. And your last name's Wood.
Ed Wood. Well, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet.
I think it's a boy.
Yeah.
Ed Wood.
Spider Gallon. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's Frankie.
Frankie for a boy or a girl or either.
Oh, you know, I bat and bowl these days, whatever.
You bat and bowl. Okay.
Okay.
That's full gender fluidity, but if you want to bat and bowl, that's awesome.
But...
No, that's great. It's Pride Month anyway in America.
We know what you mean, but it's funnier if we just let you hang yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Al's coming up next. That's a nice name, isn't it, Al?
He is. Yeah.
Alistair.
Spider is a different character, isn't he? So different.
You know,
what name are you going to put in, Al?
Well, look, if it's a girl, something really nice and feminine, Madeline.
Yeah, you would be, if you had a girl.
Madeline can.
It'd be like.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, no, that's okay. Off the table.
Right. Yeah. if it's a boy, something simple, just the one syllable. That's what we did with our boys, Tom and Will. So something like that.
Something nice and simple.
What about Ben Jr., BJ?
Go on, hang yourself again, Spider.
Yeah, each to their own, I suppose.
I've just added it to the list. Thank you very much, Al.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.